We're going to be looking at the book of 1 John and the book of 2 John in our studies today. So let me encourage you right now to open your Bible to the book of 1 John. We'll be looking first of all at chapter 2, verse 18. The book of 1 John, chapter 2, verse 18. We're looking in this lesson at one word, and that is the word Antichrist. Have you heard people talking about the Antichrist? Have you ever heard people speculate about who the Antichrist is? Have you ever heard that question raised? Have you ever been asked the question, who do you think the Antichrist is, or who do you think the Antichrist will be? We're going to look at the word Antichrist in the Bible. And as we see with many other subjects, the way that the Bible uses this word is different from the way that men use this word. So let's begin in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. And I want you to notice to begin with, before we read a single word from these verses, is the fact that the word Antichrist only appears in two books of the Bible, the book of 1 John and the book of 2 John. Now, I think that's surprising to people who have never heard it before. The word Antichrist is not in the book of Revelation. It is never used in the book of Revelation. I think that most people, when they hear the word Antichrist, think immediately of the book of Revelation, but the word Antichrist is never used in the book of Revelation. So if we're going to see what God means by this word, then we're going to have to listen carefully to what God says about this word. So let's look in this lesson at every verse in the New Testament where the word Antichrist appears. Let's begin in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. John, writing these words almost 2,000 years ago, said, "Little children." He's talking to people who were Christians, and he refers to them as children as an endearing term. "Little children, it is the last time." Now, we've noticed before, and we want to observe here again, that the expression in the Bible, "the last time," or "the last times," or "the last days," those expressions do not refer to the last few years before Jesus comes again. As a matter of fact, John is writing this over 2,000 years ago, and he told those people, it is the last time. So John was living in the period called the last time almost 2,000 years ago. That is in stark contrast to the way that many people talk about the last time or the last times today. Now notice that he says, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Now notice and look with me at the word Antichrist. Now this obviously comes from two words, the word anti, which means against or opposed to, and the word Christ. So the word obviously means someone or something or some group of people who are opposed to and are against Jesus Christ. Now, the thing to remember here and to be cautious about is that John has not told us in what way these were opposed to Jesus. He has not explained to us how these were anti or against Jesus Christ. So we don't need to speculate about that. We don't need to say, well, I think that they were against Christ for this reason or in this way or in that way. Because if we do that, then we're going to be stuck in the realm of opinion instead of letting the Bible explain to us exactly what these Antichrists were. So for right now, just notice that he's talking about someone or something, some group of people, or something, or some movement that was opposed to or against Christ. Now, secondly, notice that he says that there were many Antichrists at the time that he wrote this book. Not one, but many. Now, let's read again this verse, 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, And let's notice carefully the wording of the scriptures. He says, little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists. So the Bible plainly tells us here that not only would there be many Antichrists, but that at the time that John was writing this epistle, there were already many Antichrists. So if there were many Antichrists, then why would anybody want to talk about the Antichrist? John doesn't talk about one man or one person being the Antichrist. He says that there were already many Antichrists. So if the Bible talks about many, then we shouldn't talk about just one. I realize that I'm reading from the King James Version. And I realize also that the New King James Version renders the first part of this verse, you have heard that the Antichrist, capital A, shall come. And although the New King James Version is basically a conservative translation, that particular translation is not legitimate. That is not a sound interpretation or translation in 1 John 2:18 to say the Antichrist. Now, we have some material to read if you'd like to look into that further. But all you have to do, really, is just to look at the verse itself. Because 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 says that there were many Antichrists when John wrote this book. So if there were many Antichrists, then you know it's not a valid translation to talk in the first part of the verse about the Antichrist. You can't have it both ways. Either there is one Antichrist called the Antichrist, or there are, as John said, many Antichrist. Now then, let's look at the next passage where the word Antichrist appears, and it's found just a little bit below this passage in 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Now here we begin to see a little bit more about the nature of these Antichrist. We begin to see why they are called Antichrist, that is, people who are opposed to or against Christ. In what way were they against Jesus? Well, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 22, he explains, "Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son." In this passage, then, he says that an Antichrist is somebody that denies that Jesus is the Christ. Now, he's not through with that point yet. He is not through explaining the particular way that these people denied that Jesus was the Christ. But that verse, 1 John chapter 2, verse 22, does give us a beginning point. Because it helps us to see that the nature, the character of these Antichrists, the way that they were opposed to Jesus, is that they denied that Jesus was the Christ. Now then, let's let John explain even more about this by going to 1 John chapter 4, the book of 1 John chapter 4, and we're going to look beginning in verse 1. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. You see, back in John's day, there was a problem that he's dealing with here, and that is there were people who were going around from church to church and sometimes from house to house of Christian people, and they were teaching a false doctrine. And the false doctrine that he's talking about is this Antichrist doctrine. What was it? We see it even more clearly here in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 beginning. "Beloved, believe not every spirit," that is, these teachers, "but try or test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world." Now, this passage, especially verse 2 and verse 3, tells us what an antichrist was. An antichrist, according to verse 3, 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. Now, here is your Bible definition of this word antichrist. An antichrist was somebody that did not confess. In other words, an antichrist was somebody that denied that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. They denied that Jesus had a body of flesh and blood. These are people that, if they did believe in Jesus, would say, well, I don't believe that he actually was a man. I don't believe that Jesus actually was human in any way. They only believe that Jesus was deity. They didn't believe that deity, that God took on fleshly form. So they would simply say that when people saw Jesus, they saw a vision, they saw a spirit, or however they explained it. But they did not believe that Jesus had a body of flesh and blood. Now that was, in the Bible, an antichrist. So there is a Bible definition of an antichrist. Again, let me read it and notice this with me. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. Now let's look at one final passage where the Bible uses this word, 2 John. We're looking at the Bible today. This is a Bible study, and we're looking at how God uses this word. We're looking at what God says about this word, so that when we use this same word, we will understand what we're talking about, and we will use it the way that God uses it. Isn't that fair? Doesn't that make sense? Isn't that trying to be honest with the Bible and true and loyal to the Word of God? This is what we always ought to aim for. In the book of 2 John, verse 7, John said, "For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh." Now, there is that expression again, in the flesh. They did not simply deny Jesus Christ. These antichrists were not just people who denied Jesus Christ. They denied Jesus Christ by denying that he came in fleshly form, that he appeared in the form of a man, that he came and he dwelt in a body of flesh and blood. You see, the Bible says in John 1, verse 14, that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Well, these people, these antichrists said, no, he did not. He did not have a body of flesh and blood. Well, they are called antichrists because they deny that central basic Bible truth. Now notice what the rest of this verse says in verse 7. This person who denies that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, that person is a deceiver and an antichrist. Not the deceiver, not the antichrist, but an antichrist. Anybody in the first century and anybody today that says that Jesus Christ came, but he did not take on him flesh and blood, is an antichrist. Now, this is what the word means in the Bible. That may not be as exciting. It may not be as appealing. It may not stir the feelings that a lot of people have when they talk about the Antichrist today, but this is biblical. This is what God says about this subject, and that is the one thing and the only thing that we need to be concerned about.